Unit 2, Lesson 1. Exercises 1B and 2A. 1.
Well, I live in a detached house in a suburb of a major city. What do I like about it? Well, I like the access to all the cultural events and shops, but I also like the fact that my local area is very green, you know, lots of parks and open spaces for the kids. The public transport connections are very good too, so I can be in the city centre in a very short time if I avoid the rush hour. So I guess you could say I have the best of both worlds. The only real problem, I think, is the mindless vandalism that goes on. You know, damage to cars and bus stops, which we all have to pay for in the end. It's bored young people with nothing to do. I suppose it's the price you pay for living in a city.
2. I live in a farm cottage on the edge of a very small village, almost a hamlet, really, in the countryside. It really is very rural, about 25 kilometres to the nearest town. It's the peace and quiet I like, really, and the fresh air. There aren't many vehicles on the roads, so no traffic congestion. The air's very clean, and there's very little noise and light pollution. The whole pace of life is much slower. No one rushes anywhere. Oh, yes, and the stunning views. I'm surrounded by magnificent scenery. One problem we're having at the moment is abandoned cars. People are dumping old cars they don't want anymore in the village at night. We then have to wait for ages before they're taken away.
3.
I live in an apartment block in the city centre. It's the cosmopolitan atmosphere I like. There's always plenty to do in such a wide range of shops. I can go out at any time of the day or night and get whatever I want, either food and drink or entertainment. I love the liveliness of the city and being surrounded by people all the time. You know, that constant buzz of activity. People talk about the crime rate in the city, but where I live, there always seem to be loads of police, so I feel very safe. The one thing that gets me down is the amount of litter people drop on the streets. It's so unnecessary and just makes me feel depressed. I sometimes feel like saying to them, "I have to live here with all your rubbish." The council could do more to keep the streets clean as well, I suppose, but we all have to pay for it in higher taxes.